Blog Talk Radio.
That's what this show is designed for, to get your studies in. You see, we like to give you a bird's eye critical analysis view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We don't like to give you that warm, fuzzy feeling. We used to be like that. We used to do that. Why you ain't doing it now? That's what we get at. Why you ain't doing it now? And why you don't have the quality relationship that you should have with Yah? And why you don't have the quality relationship that you don't have with each other? And why you don't have the quality relationship that you should have with strangers? See, that's why these studies are pertinent. No, we don't give you a warm fuzzy, but we do give you real talk. Welcome to the show. My name is Yavasuf Al-Reed. Before we get right along with my brother, Kytriel from New York City, and Ima Hadora from Illinois, I believe, you know, she moved all over the place, you know. And she going to get me straight. Believe you me, she is no shucking and jiving about it. She's going to get me straight. But before we get started now, study, I'd like to give contemporary commentaries on subject matters. And, you know, before you take these vaccines, check out inhibitors. These vaccines called inhibitions, inhibitors, in certain things in relationship with your life. Now, I'm not going to do no work for you, okay? That's enough work I'm going to put in for you on that. After you get off the show, go look up INHIBITION and look it up in a correlation to these vaccines and give you some food for thought. And as you know, I'm quite concerned with children, whether they're south of the border or within these borders, or universally speaking for that matter. I'm concerned with our elderly people, and some would say I am elderly, but I'm still concerned with elderly people, and most importantly, our children, and children south of the border. And it seems to be getting down there, dire straits. Seems like old Joe Smoking Joe Biden don't know what the hell he's doing. And down there, you know. So that should give you some food for thought. And also, last but not least, and this broke my heart right here, this one right here. A 6-year-old girl in Indiana went missing. And about 2 years over, 2 years, excuse me, she was 6 years old. About 2 hours later, they recovered her body in the woods. Come to find out, a 14-year-old boy, I guess a neighbor of hers, had kidnapped and took off into the woods. And you know, it wasn't to play hopscotch, a jacks either. And he murdered her. And I know it's 6 years old. I know it was devastating for the family. It was devastating for me to hear. 6-year-old young sister. But you know my thoughts about that, right? You don't know what my thoughts are about that? Well, let me break them down to you like you're 4 years old. If I were king for a day, just like the cowardly lining off to see the Wizard of Oz, it would be a life for life. And you may say, young Sue, that's harsh. Well, no more harsh than I imagine that young 6-year-old girl felt, being abused, mistreated, and then murdered. No more harsh than what she felt in her last moments. So yes, a life for a life would be suffice if the evidence proved that to be what it is. And I suspect he made a full confession. So if he made a full confession as to his behavior, a life for a life. That's poetic justice. All right, let us get started in our studies. Before we do that, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Kytriel. Kytriel, may the Most High bless you, my brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Brother Yavasuf Al-Reed, may the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May bless you and your family also.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Started off with the vaccine, and there's no historical data. The plague just came out. The vaccine came out later than the plague. But they're so sure about everything
right.
with this vaccine with no historical data, and they want you to have faith in that.
Mm-hmm.
The Most High tells us, put not your trust in man, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. So my help comes from Yah, and I put my trust in him. So people are dying from that vaccine. People are dying, having ill effects from the vaccine, and they're not talking about it. Blood clots and all kind of things. But they won't talk about that.
I've heard that, Country. I've heard that.
Yes, sir. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. It's online if you look for it.
Okay. And that's another thing, y'all. Let me apologize, Katria, because this is serious. This is not being rude to him, but this is serious. And this is, as Katria said, he investigated it. And you should investigate anything before you take it into your system. And as Katria said about Yah, and I concur with him on that, trust in no man. And amen to that. Go ahead, Katria. I apologize, brother.
So HIV was a virus and is a virus.
Right.
They still haven't come up with a vaccine for that. And that's been out for a long time.
Amen to that, brother.
No vaccine for HIV, but you got a vaccine for COVID-19. Not just one, but three. Okay.
Okay.
And then we talk about people on the south of the border.
Mm-hmm.
In our nation, guess how we had to treat the stranger?
Just like we treat each other.
That's right. So America, they swear on the Bible, but they don't have the principles that come out of that book. Because if you separating children from their parents, that shows you have no compassion for the old, and it shows that you have no favor for the young. Why would you do that?
Exactly. Exactly, brother.
And then a 6-year-old that's being kidnapped by a 14-year-old and killed?
Exactly.
Where does that mentality come from? Is it the games that young people are playing today?
I don't know, but it wouldn't be no game if I were king for a day, it wouldn't be no game when I caught up with it.
And there's no real consequences for it. Because if he's 14 years old, they consider him a juvenile, right?
Right.
And he's going to do 5 years in prison, and they're going to release him on probation, right?
Okay.
But has justice really been served?
No, it hasn't.
All right. But that's their justice. It's not y'all's justice.
Well, you know, I always told
14-year-olds knew that if you killed a 6-year-old, that if you killed her, you're going to die too because you killed her. I'm sure there won't be many 14-year-olds going out killing 6-year-olds.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Well, Cartrell, I always use this analogy when I tell a story about rapists, and that mindset would be just like this. You know, I love me some sisters. And what if they had a law enacted where you fellas can't mess with them girls no more. You only mess with one another. And they caught me messing around with women. And they give me 10, 20 years. Well, you know you wasn't supposed to mess with them women, young soup. You mess with the fellas. Don't mess with them. Basically, that's what they're doing anyway, technically speaking. But telling this story, I always said, and they give me 20 years. And 10 years later, I come before the parole board. Now, you know I love me some women. 10 years later, I come before the parole board. They said, Yam Suf? I said, yes, sir. Have you learned your lesson? I said, yes, sir. Regretfully, I'm sorry for what I did, loving on them sisters. the way I do. You know, I learned my lesson. You know, I don't like them like that no more. I'm going to hang with the fellas. I've changed my wicked ways. Guess what, Yums? Guess what, Cadre? Guess what, fellow students? What Yumsu gonna do the first day he get out? You got it, bingo. Yumsu gonna find him a sister. And see, that's in a good way. But look at their perverted thinking. Look at it in a perverted way. Their fascination with little children or raping women. You think just because they give them some time, that's going to change their sentiment? Oh, just like Yumsu would lie about the women right before the parole board, right in front of their face. And the first chance they get in their perverted thinking, they get right back in it. That's the point I'm trying to make. All right, Cartrell, fellow students, if we will, hold on, I forgot Imad Dara. I don't want no trouble. Imad Dara, love, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Hello.
Hallelujah. I didn't even think I was going to be able to get on here tonight. Hallelujah.
See, you started messed up. See, and you've been hanging out with Cartrell too much.
May y'all be forever blessed and exalted, and much love to you two brothers as well. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Y'all too.
Yo.
You hang out with me. What's the problem?
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I'm like I am now. In a good way.
You know, if the law of Yah, that's why I love his law, because his law is fair and it's equal. It was no such thing as no juvenile crime.
Amen to that, sister.
If you committed the crime, you did the time.
And that
of what that punishment may have been, if it was an unruly child, you take that child out to the city, out to the outskirts of the city, and you stone that child.
They ain't going to change.
So if this little boy has done this in the law of the Most High God, they would have taken him out and stoned him.
Amen. And Yumsu would have been the first one to sling a stone. How you like them apples?
But if we look at the system, a house is only as good as the foundation that it's built upon. Would you agree with that? Or shall I say it's only as strong as the foundation that it's built upon?
Exactly.
If the foundation is weak, a house is not going to stand. Well, when we look at the foundation of what this country was built upon, lies, deception, murder, bloodshed, this country is drowning in blood, innocent blood at that. What do you expect? How can you expect anything different? How can you have a guy that will have gone out and killed 15 women or 15 people, and you say, well, you know, we're going to give you the death penalty? Well, I tell you what, I got one more. If you take the death penalty off the table, I got one more I'll tell you about. We don't need one more. We got enough to take care of you right now.
Keep that to yourself. We'll find out.
You see? Mm-hmm. But here it is. He's going to negotiate for his life, but gave no essence to the lives of the ones he took.
Exactly.
Something is wrong with this picture. But that's why Israel has got to come forth. That's why in Yah's righteousness has to come forth. That's why we should be running to fall on our face to cry out to our God and asking him to please forgive us. So this world, oh, do we know? Moray, correct me if I'm wrong. Brother Yonsu, correct me if I'm wrong. But do we know all creation is resting on Israel's resurrection? Salvation of all creation is resting upon Israel's shoulders. Now, you can correct me, Moray.
The story is already written, Ma. The fight is fixed. Yah's plan is going to prevail. And we in the middle of the plan. He hasn't abolished or destroyed or judged the wicked yet. But the day is close at hand. And Yah got a plan. And we better be down with Yah's plan and not man's plan. Because you're going to lose out if you're down. People are trying to lift up the fourth kingdom. And we know what happens to the fourth kingdom.
Yeah, it dissolves to powder and dust.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to say this on your show, Brother Yonsu.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody complained about 2020, right?
Right.
I'm saying this, I'm going on record, and I'm saying to you and the listening audience, won't be able to hold a candle to 2021.
I already know, by the looks of it. Got the young folks at the beaches just acting like ain't nothing really going on. You got the folks opening up for everything. When it comes back, it's going to come back with a vengeance. It ain't going nowhere.
Yah is not playing with this world. And the reason why the world don't take Yah serious is because Israel hasn't taken him serious.
Well, I would say
but the Almighty's going to drop that hammer in such a way, if we're mindful of the word of our God, that with a stretched out arm and fury poured out, will I rule over you? And with a stretched out arm and fury poured out, will I gather you? As Moray always say, Yah said, he just spoke last time. He's going to shout this time. When he spoke, we couldn't handle that. What's going to happen when he comes shouting?
Yes, ma'am. Well, Ema, we concur, and we're going to take up this conversation at the end of the show. And I'm going to repeat, since me and you hang out with Cottrell all the time, and he didn't affect you like he affect me. This is an open book test. Let's open it. Ema, we're going to come back to that. I'm not rude, love. We're going to come back to that, and we're going to discuss it at the end.
No, baby. We don't have to address that anymore. I just wanted to share that since that conversation was on the table.
Yes, ma'am. I concur with you. You ain't got no argument for me on that one. All right, y'all. Turn to the book of Joshua, the 20th chapter. We got about four chapters in entirety. And then we're going to the book of Shephim. And, you know, it's some beautiful people in this book. Some beautiful leaders, male and female, in this book that will give you an insight how you should be when it comes to Yah and how we are when it comes to Yah. And unfortunately, the way we are when it comes to Yah on the whole gathers in the boat we in, and we ain't learned too much yet, like Ema Hadori has just said, we ain't learned too much. We always got these men and women always on the scene, always trying to do the right thing and following the codification specification to the letter. Then we always got a bunch of us. And that's all I'm going to say about that, but you're going to find out. Chapter 20, may the Most High bless us by the study. And once study, the application of his word. You got to have some, got to get your new thinker first, okay? When he had finished dividing the land, the Elohim said to Joshua, speak to the Israelites. And we talk about this right now. What about those cities of refuge? And designate the cities of refuge. That's if you're, well, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let Most High say it. About which I commanded you, to Moses, to which a manslayer who kills a person by malice unintentionally may flee. Unintentionally. You can't go there. You did it intentionally. They should serve.
Now, so.
Yeah, go ahead. Unintentionally. I correct the country. I correct it.
I'm going to give you a treat tonight.
Go ahead, my brother.
You've been reading all these city names, right?
Yes.
That Israelites been conquering since they've been in the land of Canaan, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you what these names mean. Because every city name that you read got a meaning.
Okay, good. Good. That's what we're here for. Bird's eye view.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what, you going to wait till I get to that city?
When you call it out, I'm going to tell you what it means.
Okay. Thank you, Cartrell. May flee. They shall serve you as a refuge from the blood avenger. He shall flee to one of those cities, present himself at the entrance to the city gate, and plead that you just can't go up in there. You got to plead his case before the elders of that city. The elders got to heat you out. You can't just run up in there and hide under grandma's porch and hide up in the attic. And they should admit to him into the city and give him a place to which to live among them. They're going to give him a place to stay. Should the blood avenger pursue him, they should not hand the manslayer over to him, since he killed the other person without intent and had not been his enemy in the past. That person, male or female, shall live in that city until he can stand trial before the assembly. And still you got to stand trial. Even though the elders heard you out and heard your case, you still got to have a trial before the assembly and remain there. After that, you had to be examined by two sets, okay? The elders for entrance and the assembly to remain there until the death of the high priest. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So the manslayer, he runs to these cities of refuge.
Okay.
He's running to the elders because they're going to protect him first so that he gets the case.
Right.
So when you run to these cities of refuge, you run to see the elders so they protect you from the manslayer.
Right.
But if you're guilty, they're going to turn you over.
Right there. You ain't going to stand on death row, okay?
No, they're not gonna turn you over right then and there. They're gonna have a trial first,
mm-hmm.
and you'll get burned over if you're guilty to the manslayer.
Yeah, if you're guilty, Cartrell, you don't get no trial. If these they have to determine that you ain't right, you ain't gonna sit on death row. Okay, waiting on the assembly to make a decision. Okay.
No. You gotta go before the assembly because the elders are gonna protect you whether you're guilty or innocent until you go to trial.
Right. Hold on. Let's go back. And that person, male or female, plead his case. They're going to plead. He got to present his case before the elders of that city. And they should admit him into the city and give him a place to which. Now, if he did it or she did it intentionally, they made a full confession. Ain't no going for it, Cartrell. It's a foregone conclusion. You said you did it. You had malice and intent. What you going forward for? Those elders not going to protect you. They know the rules.
If they're not going to protect you, you wouldn't run to them. But if you was innocent, you're running to the elders to get a trial.
Oh, yeah. If you're innocent. But if you're guilty, you're wasting their time and yours, too.
If you're guilty, you're not running to the elders. You're going to try to protect yourself or do whatever you're going to do. Because the elders are not going to protect you.
Exactly. And that person, male or female, shall live in that city until he stands or she stands trial before the assembly and remain there until the death. After that trial, even after the trial, until the death, if you found innocent, until the death of the high priest who is in office at that time. After that high priest dies, thereafter, the manslayer may go back to his home in his own town, to the town from which he fled. So they set aside, here's one of the towns, Katria. They set aside Kadesh.
Kadesh means holy place.
Okay. Thank you, Katria.
One city named the holy place, Kadesh.
Okay. Kadesh. In the hill country of Naphtali in Galilee. Shechem, in the hill country of Ephraim. Shechem. Shechem.
Shechem means back or shoulder.
Okay. Thank you. Back or shoulder. Karah Abba. That is in Hebron.
Kiryat Arba means the city of Arba, the city of four giants. Hebron means association.
Okay. And that was in the hill country of Yehuda. And across the Jordan, east of Jericho, they assigned Bezir in the wilderness.
Bezir means silver, gold, ore, or remote forest. Bezir.
Say it again.
Bezir is a city of gold and silver ore.
Okay, gold, silver, ore. Okay.
Right.
And the table of them from the tribe of Reuben. Ramoth.
Uh-huh. That means heights. The city of heights.
Okay. In Gilead from the tribes of Gad. And Golan.
Golan. It means their captivity, their rejoicing.
Okay.
And we heard of the Golan Heights.
Everybody heard of the Golan Heights. Bashan, and in Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. Those
Bashan
were
the real,
no,
means
huh.
fruitful.
Oh, fruitful. In Bashan.
Fruitful. Right.
Okay. And from the tribe of Manasseh. Those were the towns designated from all the Israelites. For all Israel and for aliens, different nations resided among them, to which anyone who killed a person unintentionally may flee and not die by the hand of the blood avenger before taking trial by the assembly. That was pretty clear cut. Cartrell, what say you, my brother?
So the six cities of refuge are named, and most mm-hmm. of our people don't know the names of the six cities of refuge in their own country. Mm-hmm. And you better know the six cities of refuge, shouldn't you? Three on one side of the Jordan and three on the other.
I mean, you could have a car accident. You have a car accident, you need to know where to get to. One man.
Can you recall the cities that you just named?
Kadesh, Karah, Abba, Golan, Bezir, Ramoth, and one more. Did I say Golan? Golan?
Golan, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My thinking.
At least three of them we should know. Shechem.
Yeah.
We know the Shechemites. That's where Simeon lived.
I'm glad you said Shechem, Katria. I didn't say Shechem.
You didn't say Shechem. No, you didn't say Shechem.
I'm confessing. I missed that one. Mm-hmm.
Well, we know Shechem. Well, we know Shechem from. Shechem is a famous city that Dina got took, and Simeon and Levi went to town on the Shechemites, right?
They went to town on the Shechemites. Believe that.
And we should know Hebron, because that's where King David did most of his damage.
Exactly.
And in modern terms, we should know about Golan because they talk a lot about the Golan Heights.
The Golan Heights.
We didn't even know that was one of the cities of refuge.
Yeah, it must have been a high place to stay, Golan Heights, country.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So the six cities of refuge, like you said, Kadesh, the holy place, Shechem, back or shoulder, Kiryas Arba, the city of Arba, the city of the four giants, Hebron, the city of association. Bezir, the city of gold and silver. Ramoth, the city of heights. And Golan, their captivity, their rejoicing.
Okay.
And Bashon, you heard Bashon. Bashon is fruitful.
Right.
Okay, baby.
Well, Imahador, do you have any commentary? Thank the country. Imahador, do you have any commentaries?
Not really. I think Moray is doing an excellent job. I'm sorry for that conversation.
The bro did a fantastic job. He did an excellent job. He on top of it. He
well,
on his
I
A
game. Well enough alone.
Yeah, he on his A game. All right. Hey, I'm gonna tell you from another fellow from New York City said something. Imahadura. Now, if you don't know, now you know. That person.
I thank him too for that information.
Me too.
It's important. That information is important to show you why name or word, sign, and power is important, because each of these cities had its own vibration.
Exactly. And Imahador and I, and I'm sure most of the students, fellow students, we agree wholeheartedly, Katria. You did the right thing. You said the right thing. And you keep on doing what you're doing, bro. You did an excellent job. And we're very appreciative. And they should be very appreciative, fellow students. And I'm going to tell you again what another fellow from New York City said. Now, if you don't know, now you know. Okay? All right. Chapter 21, everybody. Fellow students, thank you, Godfrey. I appreciate that, brother. It's very informative.
Yes,
Chapter 21. Everybody, turn your... Well, you shouldn't have to turn your page. The princesses of the ancestral houses of the Levites approached the priest Eleazar, the high priest. And they, Joshua, son of Nun, and the heads of the ancestral houses of the Israelite tribes, and spoke to them at Shiloh. Yeah, we said
that.
You
know what Shiloh means?
What does it mean, Katria?
Place of rest.
Well, I know they fought battles in Shiloh, and it wasn't in this country, and it wasn't no place of rest. Yeah, it laid them down, though, and put them on a final rest. In the so-called Civil War. In the land of Canaan, it follows. The Elohim commanded Moses that we be given towns to live in, along with their pastures for our livestock. So the Israelites, in accordance with Yah's command, assigned to the Levites, everybody came and did the right thing. Didn't nobody grumble, mumble. Everybody came and made their request, and their request was respected and honored. Out of their own portions, the fallen towns with their pastures, the first lot among the Levites fell to the Kohathite tribe, to the descendants of the priests of Aaron. There fell by lot 13 towns from the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Simeon, and the tribe of Benjamin. And to the remaining Kohathites, there fell by lot 10 towns from the clans of the Ephraim, the tribe of Dan, and the half tribe of Manasseh. The Gersonites, there by lot 13 towns from the clans of Asher, Asher, the tribe of Asher, and the tribe of Naphtali. And the half tribe of Manasseh and Bashan. And to the Merarites by their clans, 12 towns from the tribe of Reuben, tribe of Gad, tribe of Zebulun. The Israelites assigned those towns with their pastures by lots to the Levites, 3 clans, as Yah had commanded through Moses. From the tribe of Yehudites and the tribe of Simonites were assigned the following towns, which were listed by name. They were to the descendants of Aaron among the Kohathite tribe of the Levites. For the first lot had fallen to them. They did it by lots. Wouldn't nobody arguing, fussing, and fighting a name called it. To them were assigned in the hill country of Yehuda, ki ra'at. Katria just said that. Arab. That is
city
in,
of the four giants.
Right. Katria just said that. Mention it. That is in Hebron. Together
association.
With, association. Together with the pastures around it. Arba was the father of the Onikites. They gave the fields and the villages of the town to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as his holding. But to the descendants of Aaron, the priest, they assigned Hebron, the city of refuge for manslayers, together with its pastures, Libnah with its pastures, Jethir with its pastures.
Libnah means pavement.
It means what, Kadriel?
Pavement.
Pavement. Okay.
It was a royal city of the Canaanites.
Okay, pavement. Jethir, with his pastures.
A city of plenty.
Isthmor. I'm waiting on you, Katya.
I didn't get that one.
Okay. With his pastures. Jutta. Did you get that?
Plenty.
Okay. With his pastures. Beth-Shemes.
That Shemesh is house of surplus, south house of the sun. That Shemesh,
okay.
House of the Beth sun.
With its pastures, nine towns from those two tribes, and from the tribes of Benjamin, Gibeon.
Hill City.
We'll say it again, Kajal.
Hill City.
Hill City.
Gibeon.
Geba.
Hill.
Okay, with his pastures. Anatha.
Answer to Yah's prayer. Answer to prayer.
Okay, with his pastures. Alman.
Alman is concealed.
With his pastures. Four towns, all the towns of the descendants of the priests of Aaron, 13 towns with their pastures. As for the other clans of the Kohathites, the remaining Levites, descendants from Kohath, the town and their lot were from the tribe of Ephraim. They were given it in the hill country of Ephraim, Shechem. Kadriel just mentioned it, Shechem. You'll give him a repeat on that, Kadriel? Shechem?
Back and shoulder.
Okay. The city of refuge for manslayers, with its pastures. Gezer.
That means portion.
With its pastures. Zezem.
Two gatherings, double heap.
With its pastures. Behoron.
Hollowness.
With its pastures. Four towns from the tribe of Dan. Elthik.
Let Elohim spew you out.
Ooh, that's hard. Ooh, that's hard. With his pastures, Gibbethon.
It means mound.
With his pastures, Ajalon.
Ahilon, field of deer.
Deer? Deer like D-E-E-R.
Like Bambi, the deer.
They must have
field
a lot of
deer.
Okay, all right. With his pastures, Gath Ramon.
Wine press of pomegranate.
With
you
his
know they made wine out of pomegranate, did they?
I didn't know that, brother.
Wine press of pomegranate.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. They got a wine like that made of pomegranate. It's made by what is that place? I used to drink it. Who made that wine, pomegranate wine? Morgan Davis.
Okay.
Morgan Davis.
You know where they probably got it from?
The ID?
Reunion.
Yep. Not Reunion. With his pastors. four towns from the half tribe of Manasseh. Tanakh.
Sandy.
Okay, with its pastures. Gath and Gath-Rimon. We just said that. Is that a different one? With its pastures. We just said that.
Yeah.
And two towns. All the towns from the remaining clans of the Kohathites came to ten with their pastures. The Gershonites of the Levitical tribes from the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan, and Bashan. We just read about that. The city of refuge for manslayers with its pastures. Bersera.
With increase.
With its pastures. Two towns. From the half-tribe of Asgar, Gishion.
Hard.
Man, they come hard. With his pastures. Dobra.
Word.
With his pastures.
A Jarmuth. City named Word.
Word. That's Word. Word on that. Jarmuth. Jarmuth.
Heights.
With his pastures. And Gannim.
Foundation of the garden.
With his pastures. Four towns. From the tribe of Asher. Missal.
Entreaty.
Abdon.
Who entreats the Most High.
Okay. Abdon.
Abdon. I didn't get.
Okay. Helka.
Smooth.
Smooth. Just like we're doing it on the show. Smooth. Rehob.
Broad place.
Four towns. From the tribe of Naphtali, we already read about that. Kadesh, Galilee, the city of refuge for manslayers, with its pastures. Hamath Dor.
Hot springs, Dor.
Must have been a hot place, hot springs. Kothan.
Two cities.
With its pastures, three towns. All the towns, the Gershonites, by their clan, by their tribes, came to 13 towns with their pastures. To the remaining Levites, the town of the Maratites from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam.
I didn't get that one.
Okay. Kohath.
I didn't get that one.
Dimna.
Dunghill.
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 What a hell of a name. Nahatla. That's a hell of a name, gotcha. Dunghill.
I gotta go back for those other two.
Okay. What about Nahatla?
Pasture.
Okay. Four towns. From the tribe of Gad, Ramoth, in Gilead, we read about that one, the city of refuge for manslayers, with its pastures. Mahanaim.
I didn't get that one.
Okay. Heshbon.
Heshbon, I didn't get that one.
Okay. Jazir.
I didn't get that one either.
Okay. Four towns in all. All the towns which went by lot to the Maratites by their tribe, the rest of the Levitical tribes came to 12 towns. All the towns of the Levites within the holdings of the Israelite came to 48 towns with their pastures. Thus those towns were assigned every town with its surrounding pasture. So it was with all those towns. Yah gave to Israel the whole country which he had swore to their founding fathers that he would assign them. They took possession of it, settled in it, and Yah gave them rest on all sides, just as he had promised to their founding father on an oath. Not one man of all their enemies withstood them. Yah delivered all their enemies, not us, not the tribes, not some special kind of brother, a special kind of sister. Yah delivered all their enemies into their hands. Not one of the things which Yah had promised to the house of Israel was lacking. Everything was fulfilled or completed according to his promise, his word. Cottrell and Imahadora, ladies first. Imahadora, sister, what is your commentary?
I'm sitting this one out. I'm listening.
Okay, me too. I learned a lot from Cottrell. Cottrell, what is your commentary to, on that subject matter, Cottrell?
A couple of cities I miss. Jahaz, trodden down. Kedemoth means eastern. Ramoth means heights. Mahanayim means two camps. And Gilead is rocky region.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing about those towns, you know, Katria would have told me about those towns. Gave me some idea of the region of those places and whatnot. And you take, for instance, where the deer hung out, the pomegranates, the rocky places. I don't know too much about the Dunhill place. I'm kind of puzzled on who would name a town Dunhill.
Hey.
I'm puzzled on that one. But the Most High willing, one of these days I will find out. On restoration time, I will find out. And I would certainly ask that question, Cartrell.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Who named this town Dunhill? Why y'all named this town Dunhill? That's not flattery.
It must have been a place where everybody went to do their business.
That's what I'm saying. Or shifted off to like a waste plant. Maybe that's the waste plant.
That's fertilizer, man, a dunghill.
Yeah, they send it to Dunhill. That's a fertilizer place. That's a waste factory. That's why they do all the waste. I'm puzzled about the names of those some of those places.
I'm looking for the city of Bezer, the city of gold and silver.
Oh yeah, now you already know what that means, don't you? That's the spot where they had the gold and silver in right there. That's where they had the digging right there.
Where's Bezer?
What's Bezer? And what tribe was Bezer in? What location and what tribe, Katria? Can you go back and check out what tribe was Bezer located?
I think it was Zebulon.
You think it was Zebulon? Okay.
And on the other side of the Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben.
Oh. And again, let me ask you a question, Cartrell. Reason why I asked that question. So, for instance, I'm from the tribe of Yehuda, Reuben, Gad, Naphtali, Asher, Asher. And so, for instance, in that place you just mentioned, they had some good digging. Is there any possible way that I can get in where I fit in? I mean, not move there.
If you ain't Reuben, don't belong to you.
So I can't rent out nobody's property?
You know better than that.
Okay, I'm just messing with that. Katria, I've been saying this for educate people. Katria is like, Sue, you know better than that, man. You sound like Gregory.
You trying to come up to my job and take stuff from my inheritance? Oh, no, it don't work like that. Got your own. God bless the child that got his own.
Y'all got y'all spot. You Gad, you better stay where you at and be glad. You Gad, you better be glad what you got. Okay, now
that's
you
right.
Can. And I said that reason why I asked twofold, because to reinforce my thinking and to educate the students also. You know, you got to do where you at.
It wasn't no free for all, y'all.
You know, you can't go over there and like, you know, hey, they discovered a new gold mine. Well, let's head out. Let's head out. We'll pack up the clothes. No, you know you can't go that way. You can't go there. No, that ain't the way it works. It ain't like this country or other countries. You can just go to other folks' spot. You got your own spot. You know, whatever you got going on in your spot, you make it work for you. And so
all the land had plenty, man. All the land was blessed.
Exactly. And so we're about educating brothers and sisters. And the reason why we ask questions in order to enlighten you and so to inform you, so you could this understanding becomes second nature to your thinking. And that's why Contreras, he's somewhat new. I knew, and he put a Gregory on me. Soup, you know better than that, man.
Hey, y'all, Soup.
Yo.
I bet you if a lot of Israelites who are waking up now realize that Reuben had the city of Bezer, which was the city of gold, they would change their tribe affiliation right now. So I'm the Reubenite.
You ain't lying. I've been thinking about it.
I'm Reuben, brother. I'm Reuben.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it. True. Nigga, all those good spots. I mean, I like deer. I love me some deer meat. So that go. I like pomegranate. I mean, every spot you said, man. But I didn't like the Donny. I didn't like the Waste Factory. But every other spot.
Just be thankful for what you got, brother. Be thankful for what you got.
Hey man, don't start that country, because all this weekend you had me singing that song, Orange Juice, Joe, Orange Juice. What?
I saw you
walking in the rain.
You were holding hands, and now never be the same. Oh, Mark.
Hey,
he's got emotion. He got that jealousy.
Yeah,
he got that anger. He got revenge in his heart. He got emotion.
But
he
didn't do it the wrong way, though, Cartrell.
Oh, no.
He didn't do it like the young brothers do. They want to kill the woman, kill the whole family, shoot the dog, shoot himself in the head. He didn't do none of that. I'd investigated the situation, and I found that you are not right. So you get that crumb cupcake... fella.
Hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake eating.
So,
and I got all your jewelry. I got all your fur coat.
Jewelry, I got my jewelry. You ain't got nothing but what you brought here.
I told Ema, listen to that song. I wonder if she listened to it. That's a funny song.
And so, but it's real, though. Because he said,
it is real.
Hey, he said, I'm the cornflake. You the cornflake, and I'm the milk. You can't do nothing without me. You just a squirrel. This my world. You just a squirrel trying to get a nut. But look here. The brother was so real, Cartrell.
Your man was pissed off, son. He was pissed off.
But he was cool with it, though. He put a beat to it.
I saw you walking in the rain.
We were
holding hands, never be the same. You got a beat to the joint, son. He set up.
He my daughter said, what is wrong with Soup and Crutches? They lost their mind.
Did you listen to that song, Ema? Did you listen to that song?
Moray was telling me about that song today.
Yeah.
I still haven't had a chance to listen to it. But that song don't even come close to the song that Yah gave in Ezekiel, the 16th chapter concerning Israel.
Oh, no. Don't even bring
that
up, Ema.
Please,
don't bring our rap sheet out, Ema. Please, don't do that.
Do it, Ema. Bring out the rap sheet. Bring it out. Bring out the rap
sheet. Be careful. What you ask for, brother.
Okay. I'm going to take Contreras' advice. Don't bring out the rap sheet, Ema. Not right now.
Oh, Lord. Terrible.
You just laughed about that song. That just like you laughed about that song, when you read y'all's rap sheet, you're going, and instead of laughing, you're going to break down and cry. Because all money don't hold.
You'll be laughing either. What's that, Ema? You
ain't
going
to be laughing in. And he, and Young Soup, he's raw with it.
He what with it, Ema?
He's raw. He doesn't dress it up no kind of way.
You think I can put what y'all said on a song like that? You think I can make
it? I don't think so.
It wouldn't be no humor to that song, though, would it?
I think you just got to keep on walking in the rain.
All right.
They would have to edit that song, brother. They would have to edit that song.
Oh, it would be that they had one of the things on it. This song, so and so blase, and this and that and the other. They'd have edited on that song. Well, Cottrell, in our door, we're going to move right along with our studies. And Cottrell have another beautiful proverb to present to us in our study session because we need every little bit of help we can get and then some. Cottrell, we're all ready, brother. We're sitting at our tables and we got our pencil sharpened. We've all been up to the pencil sharpener, and we're back.
So we at this moment in time where we're going into what King Solomon said. Not what Confucius said, but what King Solomon said. Proverbs 10. Give thanks and praise to our King Solomon. There's a lot of criticism about King, but he is considered the wisest man that ever lived. So we try to absorb as much wisdom as we can from him while we can.
Exactly. Give him his proverb.
No doubt. The Proverbs of King Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. We talking about Yah and wisdom because they're trying to reach us and appeal to us. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. Yah will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in the summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. And these are basic principles of how we're supposed to be living. When you deal slack and you expect to become rich, that's not a good formula for you doing well. When you're slack, you're going to receive slack. If you're diligent, you're going to make yourself well prepared. The soul of the righteous, the Most High will take care of. But wicked people, whatever they store up is cast away. The treasures of the wicked, which we see, they riding around in Lear jets. They got all kind of big bank accounts. And how is it going to profit them in the day of judgment? All that money is not going to do anything for them if they're not right in their hearts with Yah. Because you're going to be delivered if you've been living right from death. And we're talking about your soul escaping Sheol. It says, blessings upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. And we know people that's in power, they wicked and they speak violence and they do violence, which is why the earth is crying out without the bloodshed that is in it now, because the leaders are leading the people astray. They lead the people with fear and violence. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Yeah, so the great prophets that lived righteously, we remember their names, Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Joshua, Abraham, Isaac. The memory of the righteous and the just are blessed. So we want to be in that same category where our names, people remember our names for the righteousness that we lived in our lives and how we impacted the people around us through our living our righteous life. The wise in heart will receive commandments. So if your heart is wise, you won't debate wisdom, will you? A person that's wise doesn't debate wisdom, right?
No.
And they receive instructions. The wise at heart receive commandments. But a prancing fool shall fall. And you're not dealing with people on Fool's Book. And guess what the Yah say about them?
It's your fault.
They're going to fall.
They
huh?
They're prancing around.
Prancing. What's that? Like you pompous, you arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Prancing. That's what prancing is, right? Prancing fool.
Yeah.
What does it say? A prancing fool. That's the majority of people on Fool's Book, right? What's that happen to them? They're going to fall in your foolishness because you're not studying these words. He that walketh uprightly, not talketh, but walketh, right? We talk about the walk, not the talk. He that walks uprightly walketh securely. So you don't have to worry about a thing if you're walking the path of righteousness, right? Because if you're doing that, you're secure. You ain't worried about nothing. But he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Yeah, you could hide it for a time, but your perversion is going to come out, isn't it?
Sooner or later.
What you do in the dark, is going to be brought to the light.
Exactly.
So you cannot hide anything from the Most High. Matter of fact, there's angels walking around marking what you do. It's going to be brought to light, right?
Amen.
He that winketh the eye causes sorrow, but a prancing fool shall fall. There you go again. He said it twice, right? A prancing fool shall fall. He that winketh the eye. Somebody winking the eye, they're trying to get over. They're trying to be slick.
Right.
Like we holding this secret, you know, between me and you.
Right.
The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. That's the fountain of living water coming out of a righteous man. Right? That's why words are important. What's coming out of a righteous man? Out of his mouth, a well of life. But violence covereth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife. And that's the white man's problem, white people's problem. They are so full of hatred that they're always in contention with somebody, right? They are always in contention with somebody. If it ain't us, it's with each other, right? So we don't carry hate around in our heart unless it's hate for the wickedness that's being done. And listen to him that understanding where it's found. So when you talk to people, right, you can tell whether they have understanding and wisdom by what they say, right?
Exactly.
But a rod, the back of him that is void of understanding. How many people on Fool's Book are void of understanding? And that rod is before their back.
Yes, about everybody.
Believe me, y'all not playing with these words. He said, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. How many of our people on Fool's Book is void of understanding? And that rod is waiting for them because they're going to feel it. They're going to feel it. It says, wise men lay up knowledge. You can never think that you know enough or understand enough if you're wise. The more you know, the more you know there is to know, right? That's what I learned. You can never know enough. But the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. So the people talking on Fool's Book, guess where their mouth is near? What y'all say? Destruction. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. That's what King Solomon taught us. And you talk foolishly out of your mouth is going to bring you near to destruction. Y'all don't mince words. The rich man's wealth is a strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. And that's the perception of people in their mind. Yeah, your wealth ain't going to save you on the day of judgment. And just because you're poor don't mean that you're going to be destroyed. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. If you're righteous, you're trying to bring life into the earth. You're trying to correct the wrongs that you see. The fruit of the wicked is to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. Keep whose instruction? We're supposed to be keeping. And it don't start with the law in the five books of Moses. Because Yah instructs us throughout all this whole testament, right?
Exactly.
He is in a way of life that keeps instruction. Not just that you're studying it, but you're keeping it. You're doing it. You're following it. But he that refuses reproof or these instructions, erreth. You're making a mistake if you're not keeping these instructions. He that hideth
hatred with lying lips, and he that utter a slander is a fool. And the multitude of words, they want us not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. So you have to watch your words. Why? It says, and the multitude of words, they wanteth not sin. So you might trip yourself up just by talking too much.
Exactly.
But he that refraineth his lips is wise. Don't be so quick to voice your opinion or how much you think you know, because you could be dead wrong, thinking that you're right. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessings of Yah, it maketh rich, and addeth no sorrow with it. So when Yah bless you and make you rich, you ain't going to have to worry about being sad and lonely. You're going to have happiness with the riches that Yah bless you with for living the right life. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. So people that don't know Yah, all their fears are going to be imposed upon them. The people that are far from Yah, their fears are going to come upon them. What they fear is going to be a reality. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. When Yah says everlasting, he means everlasting. When he says when the whirlwind passes and the wicked is no more, that's what's going to happen. You ain't got to worry about wicked people because Yah's going to bring the whirlwind. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that sent him. The fear of Yah prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. If you don't fear Yah, you're not going to live long. If you fear Yah and honor Yah and obey Yah, your days will be lengthened. Because man is frail. We make mistakes. But if you know Yah, you're going to ask Yah for mercy, and you're going to ask him for forgiveness, and he's going to prolong your days. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness. That's our hope. But the expectations of the wicked shall perish. Yeah, they look into the future, but there is no future in the Western system in universal white racist supremacy. There is no future. The expectation shall perish because they're not righteous. If you're righteous, your hope is gladness. That's going to come. The way of Yah is strength to the upright. Do you feel that strength? If you don't,
amen.
That means you're not upright. If you don't feel that strength, the way of Yah is strength to the upright. You should feel strong. You should feel holy bold. You should be fearless in the world we're living in now. And if you don't, you're not walking the way of Yah. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity, which is why people fear, because they work in iniquity. And you know your destruction sooner or later is going to come. It's called retribution. The righteous shall never be removed. Oh, if you're living righteously, you don't have to worry about the wicked and the evil and the power that they have, because the Most High is saying you shall never be removed. They're committing genocide right now, but the righteous shall what? Never be removed. But the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. Oh, they're going to bring their own destruction upon their own heads. You got to know that. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. You want to be a Democrat or Republican speaking froward and dual things, saying one thing and doing another. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. And that's all we hear from politicians in America, right? Duplicity. They promise one thing and do another. And we accept the foolishness year in and year out, election year and election out. And what has changed? Has anything changed for us? That's about it, man. King Solomon gave us the proper tools to be prepared in the time we live in.
Well,
no matter what era or time or generation we live in. Because these things that he gave us protect us throughout our lives from generation to generation.
Amen, brother. Well, thank you, Godrell. Ima Hadora, what is your closing remarks?
My closing remarks, hallelujah, all praise to the Most High Yah, Israel. Let's get it together. Our time is running out. Yah's wrath has entered into the earth, and his mercy, as his wrath entered, his mercy is reporting just as equally. So let's get it together, Israel. We turn back to our Elohim. He's our lifeline. Without him to serve anything else is death for us. Why would you even want to serve something else? So just think about it, pray over it, seek God's faith, and seek his forgiveness, and let us go home. Let us come up out of this rat race that we've been called in for the last 2,000 plus years. Let us go home. If we want to do it for ourselves, let's do it for our children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Yunsu. Thank you, Brother Moray. And I just want to say, in what said, let us all, Israel, wherever you are, far and near, never, never forget to praise Yah, because he basks in our praises. Even when things are rough and going all the, begin to praise to see how fast those things begin to disappear. May Yah be with us all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Kadria, my brother and dear friend, your closing remarks.
Just want to take the opportunity to give thanks to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the opportunity, the life, and the blessings he's given us. And I would say, let's try Yah and prove him. Based on what we're reading, we should be able to test Yah as he tests us. I say, let's test Yah, try Yah and prove him, because he said, test me, try me, and prove me. Let's lean on him and not on our own understanding and see if Yah is real or not.
Amen, brother. Amen. Well, Imar Dora, Cartrell, thank you very much. And may the Most High bless you. And all praises and thanksgiving to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov for giving us this opportunity to work together, to give the fellow students a bird's eye view about relationships, how important they are to keep and maintain, especially with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and with each other, and with strangers, different nations, and to find out what mistakes we made to get us in the situation we're in, and how can we rectify the problem, resolve the matter, take the antidote, and you're what about what it takes. Cartrell said, you didn't listen if you didn't hear. Walk in the way of righteousness. And cry out to the Most High. Forgiveness. For our founding fathers, forgiveness for ourselves, our own shortcomings, and ask to be brought back into the fold. See, you don't listen. If you don't listen, we can't help you. That being said, you know, Cartrell, Imar, Dor, and I, we don't know where y'all are going, but we know this for certainty. You're getting ready to get out of here. You can put your pencils up, put your notebooks up, get in line, and get ready to get out. We love you. We hope you garnered something from this study section, because we certainly, I have. I know Imar Hador, I can't speak for nobody else, but I have. I've garnered a lot from what Cartrell said about these cities, what Imar Hador said in her commentaries. And I pray that you've garnered something too. Don't come on here just to listen and to get a warm, fuzzy feeling. Come on here to get you some serious study in. And once you've got that serious study in, apply that study. It does you no world of good if you don't walk in the way. You listen in the way, that's good. I'm listening, but are you doing? If you ain't doing nothing, it ain't about nothing. We love you. May the Most High bless you. And please, we always remind y'all, get you a new thinker. Our thinkers are broken. I didn't say y'all, I said ours. Get your thinker. Here's what you got to do. Here's what you should do. After the show, you know you think it's broke. So Most High, give me a thinker like King David. That's the only thing you got to ask. Give you a thinker like King Dawood asked for. And I can assure you, you'll see some changes in your life. We love you. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. It's true. We love you. And if you're having hard times, welcome to the club. But if you get with Yah, it's going to be easy breezy. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Imar Dura. Thank you, fellow students. We love you, and good night.
Having hard time. There's no love to be.